can imagine. This story, the movie, was a Broadway play back in 2008 and 9. And so I was privileged to be able to be there for all the performances. So, you know, making it into a movie was the next step for Dan Gordon. And it's an amazing thing to see it on the screen. So I'm blown away every time I watch it.
Sure. And then how about for you, Sophie, as you learn the story of Irina, as you take on that character, what did that mean to you? And maybe how did this experience of playing her change you just a little bit internally?
I mean, it's changed me on so many levels. First of all, it was so important for me. The second I read her story, it felt very important to me to spread her message and to make her story known to a wider audience. Obviously very overwhelming because it felt like I had such big shoes to fill considering the life that she's led and all the beautiful things that she's accomplished. But I feel very honored because, like I mentioned, it did change me a lot. I think I grew so much. And there are things in my life that I've always done. I've always been kind to others, or at least tried to be as kind as possible to others. But I think she's definitely made me even more aware of how important it is to extend a hand to someone else. And we think sometimes because we're alone that we don't make a difference, but that we do, and that the little things go a long way.
And why do you think, you know, these stories of the Holocaust, and I know probably the better term is Shoah, why is it that these films seem to really strike a chord in people's heart? These are events that took place decades ago, but yet we're still talking about them. We're still sharing these stories. And I think, you know, in the case of Irina, it's a story that maybe was more relatively recently discovered within the last two or three decades. And so why is it important to keep sharing these stories?
Well, history keeps repeating itself. We have a habit of, repeating the same thing and not learning from the past. And, you know, there's still anti-Semitism going on. And right now, especially, it's very relevant.
Yeah. You know, I really think that this story of Irina is really very similar to that of Corrie Ten Boom. Everybody knows Corrie Ten Boom. She's kind of a household name. You studied her in school. She was the one that wrote The Hiding Place. And there have been productions on stage and film about Corrie Ten Boom. So, you know, I think Irina's story is very similar to that in the fact that she hid these individuals and she wanted to ensure their safety. I guess I was really struck in the film by she witnessed evil. And there was this very evil scene that she was a bystander to, that she witnessed. And that was really where that vow, the name of the movie, comes from, Irina's vow, that in that moment she made this decision that she was going to defend life and protect life. And that's exactly what she did. So, have you heard, like, do people often connect her to Corrie Ten Boom, or how does she fit within the other genre and the other stories of this period?
Corrie lived actually in the next town from us. We lived in Yorba Linda, California. Corrie Ten Boom lived in Placentia. So she was about 11 miles from my house. And my mother and Miss Ten Boom did a lot of talks together. You know, their similarities is that they both were non-Jewish women. They both were women of faith and valued life. And she was amazing. To me, listening to her was like sitting at the feet of God. She was an incredible woman with a lot of light. And so, yes, I got the opportunity and honor to meet her as well.
So one of the things that happens right at the very end of the movie, of course, in these historical films is you kind of get this is the rest of the story. So it tells us, you know, this is how Irina escaped she was in prison, but then she escaped the country. She came and she met other people, and she thought these individuals, you know, her family or others, that they had died. But then she's able to reconnect with some of those people that were in hiding and such. And I think you had the, or one of your family members had the opportunity to meet these individuals. So what was that experience like to really see the fruit of the sacrifice that your mother made and to really see it generationally later in the people that she rescued?
Well, meeting her sisters was a true miracle and quite a little bit of a lengthy story that I'm happy to share, but I don't want to use all the time. It was a true miracle that she found them and a joy of her life. And because of that, she got to meet nephews and nieces. A lot of them were able to come out to California, so I got to meet them. My mom was on a couple of television shows where they went to the trouble of finding one of the Jewish women, Fanka Zilberman, and bringing her on stage and bringing Roman Holler from Germany. So again, miracle after miracle, or beshert, which would be a Yiddish word, which just means meant to be, you know, things that just happen because of the goodness of God, you know, basically.
Sophie, as you played Irina, as really you took on her persona then, well, what are some of the more striking scenes, I guess, in the movie from your experience of having played them? And now as you maybe watch it back, what's that experience like for you, both as actress and now viewer of the film too?
I would definitely say, which doesn't come as much of a surprise, but all of the horrific events that we witnessed on the public square and all the atrocities that were done to other human beings. I think it just, war in our society feels so far away and it feels so remote. And I'm not used to, obviously, because I'm so fortunate to live in a peaceful country, I'm not used to walking around rifles and machinery. And so just walking on set and seeing all the guards dressed up with the uniforms and the guns and the big machinery around them, not even starting the scene, already felt, I felt a sudden rush of sadness and horror. And so they were obviously very difficult to film because they felt so real and it wasn't really hard to tap into the emotion at all. And then watching them afterwards, when everything is cut together and the music is there and the screams and it's amplified, to this day, it's just very hard to watch.
So this movie was at some film festivals. It was at TIFF. And people have seen it. Obviously, people are pre-screening it. There's different showings that probably with individuals out there. So, and I'm sure you've been a part of some of those events. And how have people been receiving the story of Irina?
I mean, pretty very well. And Jeannie's almost done more than me. But TIFF was very special because it's a Canadian festival, and it's such a beautiful festival that I highly respect the movies that they choose to promote there. So to be a part of that selection was a huge honor. And it was our first time also seeing it all together with Jeannie and Roman. And it was a very emotional moment for all of us. Yeah. And I've been able to go around certain cities and show the movie to Jewish communities. And their reaction to it is, I mean, from what they've told me, is very good. And people come up to me teary-eyed and feel like they can really connect to every character to some of the characters in the movie, and they feel like they maybe found a voice to speak for them. So I just feel very overwhelmed with the amount of love that it seems to be received with.
Is that your impression as well, Jeannie? What's the feedback you've been hearing?
Well, everything that Sophie said, for sure, the Jewish community has really embraced the movie and is excited about it. I get multiple emails about how they're putting groups together to go see it when it's in the theaters on the 15th and 16th of April. But even more so, you know, the timing of this movie with what's happening in Israel right now has been, you know, really impactful. A lot of the film festivals have been in large colleges where, you know, there are some protests, anti-Israel protests and things. And it's given a vehicle to be able to share this story really from a non-Jewish perspective. And, you know, my prayer is that it opens some eyes for people who, you know, are not right now feeling pro-Israel, not remembering the promise that we made to never again, you know, let something like this happen. And so, you know, it's just been an interesting time, and definitely it's caused a lot of reaction, and, you know, mostly very, very positive ones. So.
And your mother, she was a Catholic, right? Because the movie starts with a mass and kind of the dispersion of the people at the mass. And
absolutely.
And such. So her Catholic faith was really a part of who she was, or how did she cling to that faith?
Her faith was very, very real from a young age. Their family definitely was Catholic. And my mom had, you know, she almost a personal relationship. She felt his presence very, very much. So her faith was everything. It was what moved her forward. It's what gave her courage and gave her hope and just kept her going.
Well, it's a very powerful film, a film about faith and about her dedication to helping other people, saving lives. Sophie, you do a wonderful job portraying her. And I hope people will go out for this Fathom movie event. It's in theaters for a limited time, April 15th and 16th. Check your local theaters for listing times. I know that I'm going to be recommending it to as many people as I can in the meantime. So thanks so much for this conversation today and sharing about Irina and about this movie.
Thank
it's
you
a
so
pleasure.
Much.
It was a pleasure.